We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
Many times we fund something at the expense of something else. A great example is the cuts to higher education. Over the last almost decade, 33%.
Bridget Blom-Ramsey of the Pritchard Committee for Academic Excellence on the billion-dollar ask the citizens group she leads is making of the state legislature in this time of budgetary crisis.
We recognize that we've got to invest in the entire pipeline, beginning with childcare through higher ed. And we know we can't do that in one budget session. It would be impossible to really increase investment that way in one budget session. So we put together a six-year framework for thinking about how we would increase investment in such a way that we're able to also measure the outcomes of that investment.
Why the urgency?
10 years ago, we were 28th for preschool enrollment in the nation. Today, we're at 41st. Just 5 short years ago, we were 8th in the nation in fourth grade reading. Today, we've slipped to 21st.
You'll hear from the leaders of two of the public universities serving Central and Eastern Kentucky.
Originally, I'm from Paintsville, Kentucky, over in far eastern Kentucky, first-generation college student.
Eastern Kentucky University Interim President David McFadden.
The biggest challenges we find in many ways is really the talent pipeline. As we think about recruiting exceptional faculty and staff and retaining them here at the university, one of the biggest challenges we face in these downturn economies and a lack of resources is retaining that talent. And we make an immense investment in them. They make an investment in us. And so we hate to see that talent leaving this state.
And University of Kentucky President Eli Capiluto and why a college education remains critical.
We do know that the value of a college degree, while there are some public opinion surveys that indicate growing doubts, data show that you're going to earn probably well over $1 million more in a lifetime than if you just have a high school degree.
And why is that so?
We like to say we want to teach students how to think rather than just what to think.
And we'll get a report from Becca Schimmel of the Ohio Valley Resource on the outlook for the regional economy in 2020. Becca talked to three economists. They include Michael Hicks, director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at Ball State University in Indiana. He sees a manufacturing slowdown on the horizon and blames the tariffs levied by the Trump administration.
You will see layoffs, certainly lower hours, less generous bonuses at year end, both this year and next year, less demand for power, which is going to be important, particularly in Kentucky and West Virginia, as manufacturing firms both use less metallurgical coal and less coal for electrical power.
In Kentucky, manufacturing plays a significant role in the state's economy. Jason Bailey of the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy.
And we've also lost a lot of manufacturing over the last couple of decades across the state in industries like apparel or furniture manufacturing or computer parts manufacturing. That has often been to cheaper locations like China and Latin America.
Bailey says Kentucky still hasn't fully recovered from the last recession, and it's facing a tough year ahead with state budget cuts likely. West Virginia is in a similar boat with even fewer signs of economic recovery. Ted Bettner heads the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy.
Since our last economic recession that began in 2007, West Virginia has seen less than a 1% increase in job growth over that time.
It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on 88.9 and on your mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.